tonight we're concerned with only one flash, as it were, and that one of the brightest of Nietzsche's flashes. Or we might say we're concerned with, at the most, two or three flashes. And these flashes show us a landscape very similar to that which has been revealed to us in the present course of lectures. We'll be concerned now with the idea, with Nietzsche's idea of the Superman, as well as with the idea of self-overcoming and with the will to power. Now, those of you who've seen our notices for these lectures will probably have observed that the word Superman is printed between single inverted commas. And this has been done for a definite reason, in fact, for two reasons. First of all, it indicates that the word Superman is not a literal translation of Nietzsche's original German term. And the single inverted commas also remind us, also warn us, that we must not attach to the word or to Nietzsche's idea, Nietzsche's concept, connotations which have gathered around this word Superman in recent years, even in recent decades. The original term, the term used by Nietzsche, the German term, is Übermensch, which literally means not Superman, but overman. Or we might even translate, not to say paraphrase, as over and above man. In other words, the Übermensch, the overman, is the man who stands over and above man as he exists at present. The overman is what or who transcends man. In fact, we could even speak of the overman as transcendent man. In other words, the overman, what we've been miscalling Superman, the Nietzschean Superman or overman, is not just present-day man writ large, as it were, not just present-day man, present-day humanity, in a superlative degree. The overman represents, rather, a completely different type of man. So one can see at once that here there are affinities with what we have called, in the course of these lectures, the new man. But more of that in a few minutes. From now onwards, in this lecture, I shall speak not of the Superman, with all its misleading connotations, but of the overman. The word Superman, incidentally, as a rendition of Nietzsche's Übermensch, was first popularized, apparently, by George Bernard Shaw. You probably remember there's a play of his called Man and Superman. And since then, the term, the word, has become hopelessly vulgarized and hopelessly debased, so that it has come to mean something very far indeed from what Nietzsche meant, from what Nietzsche intended by this expression, Übermensch, or overman. In fact, we may say, it's a very regrettable fact, we may say that after his death, the whole thought, the whole way of thinking of Nietzsche was hopelessly corrupted and debased, first of all, as is very well known, at the hands of his sister, and after that, at the hands of various people who wanted to try to make out a sort of case for the Nietzschean philosophy or Nietzschean thinking being in accordance with the thinking of the German Reich, the Nazi regime. And it's only recently, it's only in comparatively recent years that Nietzsche's thinking has been rescued from all these misinterpretations, all these perversions, and been at last correctly interpreted, notably by Kaufmann and a few other scholars and commentators.